This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Moving to the country can offer more affordable housing and better job opportunities while fostering community. And all across Australia, programs are created to attract migrants to regional areas. Audrey Bouget reports. Melissa Carbonell-Fullerton moved to Australia from Colombia 10 years ago. She lived in busy Melbourne for several years before deciding to relocate to the Mornington Peninsula with her husband.
I moved there because we wanted to see change, basically. So we just wanted to, be in an area that's a bit more relaxed and quiet and away from the hustle and bustle of the city.
She also moved to the Mornington Peninsula so they could buy a house, which they couldn't afford in Melbourne. Regional Australia Institute CEO Jack Archer says that on top of housing affordability, job prospects also attract people to regional Australia.
I think there's a lot of hidden opportunity for migrants in regional Australia. I think there's a diversity of jobs out there. You know, there's demand for people who are looking for entry-level jobs in agricultural industries, in services industries in regions, in both big and small towns.
He says it can be easier to connect with the community and achieve a sense of belonging in rural areas.
What they'll find also in lots of places is really welcoming communities who are actively wanting new residents to come to their towns and, you know, kids go to school and be part of their communities. So I think there's a great opportunity for migrants to build a life in Australia that has a real connection to the Australian communities. Something that migrants have told me about is that, you know, living in the larger cities and in some of the areas which are really densely populated with new migrants, people don't have as many opportunities to connect to the broader Australian community. And one thing about living in regions is that you certainly get that great opportunity.
Settlement Council of Australia CEO Nick Tebby also believes that living in regional Australia fosters community.
The ability to get out of the city, to connect with the land, to get somewhere a little bit slower paced and a little bit more well connected is really attractive, particularly if they come from a location that was like that. So, you know, if you take into account that migrants coming to Australia have all range of different experiences and characteristics prior to their arrival, there'll be a huge cohort for whom living in the city is really not what they want.
But while there are plenty of good reasons to live in regional Australia, Tebby says that migrants might struggle with the lack of services available to them outside of cities.
Number one issue that we see is that regional locations aren't always set up with the same level of service availability and delivery compared to the cities. So certainly for migrants who perhaps are in a more vulnerable cohort, such as migrants from a refugee background, it's much easier to access more services in the bigger cities.
Sometimes moving to regional Australia means that you won't be surrounded by your community and your language. But it's not necessarily the case. All over the country, programs are created to attract migrants to regional areas. Nick Tebby gives the example of Mingoola in New South Wales, where African refugees have helped revigorate the town.
A little town that realised they were fast running out of the community because people were moving away and so on, reached out to some migrants living in the city and said, hey, you know, why don't you come and live up here? And working with a settlement service agency, they actually facilitated that move.
Jack Archer also gives the example of Pyramid Hill in Victoria, a town with a thriving Filipino community.
New migrants are connecting with local job opportunities and helping to revitalise country towns. You know, the little town of Pyramid Hill, north of Bendigo, has now got its own Filipino fresh food store and specialty food store in a town that, you know, only has a very little supermarket itself. So people are so excited about how that's rejuvenated that community.
Melissa Carbonell-Fullerton says moving to the Mornington Peninsula was not easy at first. But today, it's truly her home. She owns a house near the beach, works for a local gardening magazine, and is expecting her first child.
It was a shock at the beginning for me particularly, because I moved here to Australia 10 years ago, and that was a big shock for me in making friends and stuff and finding jobs, etc. So for me, moving to regional Victoria felt almost like migrating again. So it was a bit hard to adjust to that again, but it wasn't as bad as I thought, and it took me less time to get used to it. I had the language on my side now, so it was easier for me to find jobs and friends.
If you're thinking about moving to regional Australia, both Jack Archer and Nick Tebby say you have to do quite a bit of research to find the best area for you. Get in touch with your local migrant centre to see if they can connect you to opportunities in regional areas. Once you've identified places that you're interested in, contact the local council and check if there's a migrant resource centre there. And before you make any decision, Archer suggests you go for a visit.
Make a bit of a short list, talk to people in their networks, then make contact with local organisations and take a trip out there and talk to some people. I think you'll get a great response if you take the time to go and visit a community and talk to the locals and see what the opportunities might be. You know, it's a really practical thing and you know, like moving anywhere, it's better if you get a chance to have a look at a place and really get a sense of what it might offer before you make the big decision to move.
If you're thinking of making the move and want to compare local economies, the Regional Australia Institute has a tool for that on its website at regionalaustraliainstitute.org.au. Feature prepared by Audrey Bouget, and for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.